A thin, white-haired, wrinkle-faced elderly man was trying to loosen one of the arm straps. He paused and glanced up.
"Good day," he said. "Would you know how often our gracious hosts make their rounds?"
Taken aback slightly, Cauchy said,
"Every 8 hours, I think."
"Good. In the meantime, could I trouble you for some assistance?"
"I would be most happy to oblige," he said,
quickly stepping up to tend to the various restraints. Moments later, he helped the old man out of the recess, then gave a respectful bow.
"My name is Cauchy, pilot and emissary."
"Are you, indeed? I seem to recall mention of a Cauchy being involved in an accident on Darien. Something about an antique drone trying to gain entry to an old Forerunner installation."
Cauchy stared.
"How could you know about that?"
The elderly man shrugged.
"In addition to my tasks aboard the Heracles, I was also carrying out observations on behalf of the Construct, who I believe you have heard of."
Cauchy smiled hesitantly.
"I have. Is it possible that the Construct will send someone to rescue us?"
"If it could do so, I would be the agent assigned to such a delightful job."
He held out a skinny hand.
"My name is Robert, by the way."
Robert's grasp was cool, dry, and surprisingly firm. As they shook hands, Cauchy mulled over what he had said.
"Do you have any idea of where this ship is heading?"
"They definitely seem to have a destination in mind, but they kept it to themselves."
Robert looked around with an air of amiable interest.
"Well, this does look like a most specific kind of predicament, I must say. But with your skills, I imagine that we'll be free and away in no time."
"I don't know that I have much in the way of skills that would help us here," he said.
"Ah, but this is a pivotal predicament, Cauchy. For all these people, this situation is literally life and death, wouldn't you say?"
He gestured at the humans in the recesses.
"But there is also the matter of the sizable asteroid that this crypt ship is propelling up the hyperspace tiers, aided by a vessel of the Sun-Eye Monoclan."
Cauchy felt a chill.
"The Sun-Eye? These Shintanil are working with them to move an asteroid."
Then he remembered.
"I overheard something. Those Shintanil attendants talked of a moon shard that is going to be used against some adversary called the Ghost Gods."
Robert nodded thoughtfully.
That is audacious. The Ghost Gods were one of the Forerunner's staunchest allies, a skillful species which fought relentlessly against anti-sentient influences and other tyrants. They survived the collapse of the Forerunner civilization and have endured the passage of millennia by concealing or altering themselves. Today they are known as the Raug and reside in the Buzrul system.
Does this surprise you, Cauchy?